Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We've been telling you about the warning for those soaking up the sights of the city from Twin Peaks. Officers are expecting a spike in car break-ins this season. Our Matt Bigler spent some time there today and found the evidence in the form of broken glass. State lawmakers are set to consider legislation to close a loophole that's been giving some car burglars a get-out-of-jail-free card. Phil, this idea has been proposed twice before and failed. What will it do this time around? What do you think?
I think we're pretty much in the same space. We'll see what happens in the legislature. But Scott Wiener, state senator from San Francisco, where this has been sort of ground zero car break-ins, especially among tourists, has twice proposed a change in the law, a loophole that needs to be closed, he says. Now, here's the situation. You might find it a little hard to believe, but if you break into a car and you're going to get charged with a felony, they have to prove that the door on the car was locked. Even if you smash the window, reach in and grab the bags or whatever, if it's not locked, it's not burglary. Instead, what you wind up with is usually a charge or a plea deal of vandalism or petty theft, which doesn't have the same felony conviction and hammer that burglary does. But it's very tough to prove it sometimes, because if a tourist, you can't get them to come back and testify that the door was locked. Some people have a hard time remembering whether it was. So Wiener just wanted to change that. He just says, look, let's just make it. If they go in, they break it in. That's it. But lawmakers are hesitant. Number one, they says it'll add costs because it'll mean for more court time, and that could cost about $500,000 a year. But the bigger one is they just don't want to add more criminal charges to the state laws. There is a big push to get people out of jail, or at least not put them into jail for nonviolent crimes, and this comes under that category.
It's pretty crazy. I'm thinking, you know, you're lucky if you can get somebody to respond to your report of a car burglary. I sound like a cynic, but it's really hard to get them out there to the scene.
Well, it is. If it's not happening right then and there, it is tough. It's very frustrating. I've been around when the police have showed up and people are sitting there going, you know, I've been waiting for 40 minutes or 45 minutes. That's if you're lucky. A lot of people just don't even bother calling the cops, because right now the police are stretched thin enough to where they need an active case for them to really respond. San Francisco has added patrols, especially around tourist spots, but there are a lot of tourist spots. I mean, you know, all the way from Twin Peaks, which is one of the city's highest points that gives you these great views of the city until you get back to your car and get a new view, which is the glass on the pavement, or Fisherman's Wharf. That was another hotspot area. Museums are hotspot areas. So it's tough. And Patty, you're absolutely right. When they come to take the report and they ask, was the car door locked? People look at the cops like, of course it was locked. Okay, but proving that is a different thing. Changing that is what Scott Wiener tried twice to do, and twice it died in committee. It just sort of like quietly died. People don't even necessarily want to vote on it. They don't want to change it. It's not something they want to do. And the lawmakers I've talked to said there doesn't seem to be an appetite for adding more laws like this right now in the state of California.
It's a palm on the forehead moment for sure. KCBS insider Phil Matier.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.